flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well, the Eagles got us going, and hopefully they keep it going, and I think they will. I'll say this. You might have heard in that last few minutes, you know, Josh Harris, you know, isn't going to get Philly again, but he's going to try. I mean, Josh Harris is trying to defeat Philadelphia.
Have you thought about the fact that if they do win, Josh Harris will be on at 50-yard line at the link accepting the NFC trophy?
I have.
Are you kidding me?
That's going to go well.
Are you kidding me?
Do they have to do that in the locker room, James?
I mean, I think Josh should ask for it. I mean, they're not going to win, so it doesn't matter. But
good Lord. All right, so on a very cold, some would say frigid, some would say much colder than frigid day, let's welcome in a man who's excited about the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Ben Davis. Good morning, Ben.
Top of the morning to you.
And Super Bowl to the birds.
And the rest of the day to yourself, lad.
Thank you.
That's all. Both are accurate. You fired up, Ben?
I am. I haven't been this excited in a long time. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, try to win the championship.
This is it, man.
So you have seen, you played, 7, 8 years in baseball, in pro baseball, in Major League Baseball, I'm trying to say.
Big leagues.
Never won a championship, right?
No.
So as a fan, you and I about the same age, you got, 08 Phils, were you an active player at that point?
I was still playing, yes.
Did you feel something there when they won, even though you were on a different team?
I was excited for them, yes.
But it wasn't the same as, 2017 Eagles for you?
No, 93 Phils for me were that was probably the biggest.
Sure.
You know, you and I were in that time frame in high school, and that was probably, you know, the team I could associate more with.
Yep.
Obviously, but this is, I would say from a football standpoint, I'd say the 04 Eagles team.
I love that team.
I would say that was probably
might have won it all if our guy right here hadn't gotten hurt. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I agree. I blame John, too.
No, I'm not blaming him. I'm giving John credit. Because what New England did, what Belichick did, was pressure up the middle. It was right up the middle, and that's where John would have stepped in. You know, it was all that Brewski stuff right up the gut. Yeah. That was, anyway.
Yeah. But that was when I really, obviously the Buddy Ryan days when I was younger.
Yep.
And that defense back then. But then the 04 team came along, and it was like, okay, I'm in.
Sure. What, Ben, and then we'll get right back to the phones, what gives you the most confidence in the Eagles winning this game?
The defense and Saquon.
Yeah.
I mean,
the formula, right?
Yeah, the formula. It just flat out works. And why change it?
I totally agree.
They're not going to change it.
I totally agree.
But he's, I guess because we only saw him twice a year when we played the Giants. He's so dynamic.
He is.
He's so freaking good.
And a running back, it is hard. If you have a bad offensive line, it's really hard.
Yeah.
It really limits.
I never knew he was this fast.
I didn't either.
Oh, man.
Like, the dude flies.
I had no idea he was this fast, and I didn't know he was this big until I saw him in training camp, and I was blown away by how much bigger he was than the other running backs. He's unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. What gives you the most confidence in the Eagles winning this game? Reminder, you can win a $150 gift card when you call in today if you have the best answer for what transcended entertainment. Obviously, Jackie Robinson is a big-time answer that was already said on the show. See if you can beat that. It's going to be hard to beat. But see if you can. And also, just a lot of excitement in the air for the Eagles. All right, to the phones. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
What up, morning crew? How are you today?
Hey, Dan. Doing great.
Confidence would be if Jalen Hurts' knee is fine. Because I'm a little concerned if he's limited and he has to stand there and pass.
Yeah.
This, is, I guess, would be the first test of his passing skills this season if he can't escape the pocket.
Well, not
this season.
Yeah, not of the season.
Come
but,
on, Dan.
But it would be the most extreme example of him having to rely on it, is what you're trying to say.
I mean, in the season, as if he isn't able to move, like he's going to have to be a pocket passer on Sunday if he's limited to where he can't scramble.
I get it.
Away from things.
Yep.
So that is my concern, not my confidence.
I don't know, John. We'll see.
I am not concerned that he'll be out there in statuesque. Is that
I don't think he'll be statuesque.
He finished the game.
Yeah, I think he'll be somewhere in between.
He finished the game, and he was limited in a walkthrough practice. Today, we'll learn a lot. Today,
I agree.
We'll learn a ton. If he's out there, and I don't know, are they going to be outside? I can't imagine.
I believe they're practicing at the link again. I thought I read that somewhere, but I'll double check.
They do that a lot.
I love that they do that. That is really, really cold to be outside today, but that's great.
Dan, here's
really cold.
Dan, here's my prediction on Jalen as relates to the injury, and it's totally just a guess. Not statuesque, but not full throttle Jalen capabilities with the legs. Somewhere in between.
Right, he's going to have to rely 80 to 90% on passing as opposed to escaping. So, you know, it's a little bit concerning.
Sure,
to me.
Of course it is. All.
I mean, I know he has it in him. I just hope that he pulls it out, you know?
So, I get it. I agree. Right, what transcended sports, Dan?
Sports or entertainment?
I'm sorry, entertainment. Because the Jackie Robinson thing was in my mind. What transcended entertainment?
I think that We Are the World video.
That's a big answer, too, man. We Are the World is a great answer. Yeah,
it was my favorite, too. Another great video. And that was a long one. Long videos at the time, it just felt like you were getting so much more from MTV than the norm.
I'm not going to want to vote today. I'm going to have like 10 answers I love, and it's going to be inappropriate to vote against 9 of them. But one of me is going to have to win. Let's go to Marquise. Marquise, you're on WIP. Or is it Marcus? How do I say your name, sir?
It's Marquise.
Marquise, hello, sir.
Marquise. Hey, what's up?
Good morning.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
Super.
Excited, man.
I got three things. I'm excited. I'm super excited because I got my three reasons. Look, number one, Quinion said he's unaffected by his little injury, so that takes McLaurin out of the game.
It's big.
You know what I'm saying? So that we got that going for us. Then we got number two, the Super Bowl is on Saquon's birthday, so we got to get there. He's not going to lose it on his birthday.
Also, Cooper DeJean, I think, as well.
Wow. I hope he's not turning 30, because you know what happens when someone gets 30.
No, I don't. 27?
He goes from 29 to 30 and falls apart. No, we'll look it up.
And that's not true. I'm 37 and I'm in my prime.
Well, we're talking about football prime, but I'm just joking around, my man.
Oh, yeah. Right. Nah, you're right about that.
And, what's number three?
I had a third reason. Number three, also, I've kind of forgot my third reason. I've been on hold for a while. I'm sorry.
No worries. No worries.
I am glad that Zach Bond is up for that Defensive Player of the Year award.
Yeah.
So now they can actually pay a linebacker.
You know
what I'm saying? They got to keep him around now.
It makes it more complicated in a certain way because now no one around the league isn't going to be totally aware of him. And what if, you know, I've been speculating, what if it's $50 million that he gets? What if it's $65 million that he gets? What if it's more?
Whatever it is, they got to pay up.
I don't know, man.
I do agree with you, Marquise. I think they got to pay him. I think that he is, to some degree, going to be more reasonable than one of the guys who's been great for many, many years in a row. It's almost like it helps the Eagles that
I agree.
This was such a surprise that he is so incredible.
Well, I think that his mindset would probably be, one, appreciation of the Eagles, and two, I have a fit with the Eagles for a guy that clearly didn't have a fit elsewhere.
He's
like,
as grateful
maybe
as
just,
a star gets.
Maybe you get him for like $5 to $10 million less because he's just comfortable here. That's possible.
Yeah,
but
the
I don't
team
think
that gave him a chance to actually start and play the coordinator.
But I don't think you're getting him. But I don't think you're getting for $25 million
less.
It's
not going to be cheap.
Yeah,
but it is. I do think maybe more reasonable here than it might be elsewhere.
I agree with that, Marquise. Give me a great answer. What transcended entertainment?
Yeah, I remember my third reason. It's because Trump's president, and last time we got a Super Bowl out of that.
I got to do the math on
no,
that.
No, he's
17.
Right. Yeah, 17, because he won in 16. And
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. He's correct.
All right, what transcended entertainment?
The song God Bless America.
Oh, how about that answer?
That's
right.
Good answer.
215-592-9494. There's a lot of songs that could win. There's no question about that. Coming up, speaking of winning, obviously, unfortunately, Washington's quarterback has won a lot. He's a great young player. Donovan McNabb weighing in this week on WIP about Jaden Daniels. He said a couple really interesting things, including how the Eagles can try to combat him. It's really a Quincy Jones, Lionel Richie production. I didn't know until the documentary.
That documentary was awesome.
It was an all-timer. Yeah. I had no idea how instrumental Lionel Richie was in doing it.
Of course.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
The mastermind, Lionel Richie, the guy that I'd like to try to invite over to Thanksgiving, but we're not really related. But I couldn't believe on that special how out of it Bob Dylan was in terms of he was just not enjoying himself.
No.
He was not happy to be there. He was not. They tried to, you know, include him and give him these parts. And sometimes they would. I remember being a little kid, like seeing him, not knowing Bob Dylan.
Sure.
As a kid in 1985, or I think it was 85. Mm-hmm. Just seeing this weird little guy, and now knowing so much more about Bob Dylan, it's crazy to me how he was still such an outsider, even when he was there in this all-inclusive artist mecca.
That was clear in the video.
Oh my
gosh. There's
he
no
was
doubt.
So uncomfortable with people.
No question. All right, 215-592-9494. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question: do you think the Sixers will tank in the second half of the season? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Reminder: 8 o'clock today, we give you a name, and with that name, you can win tickets tomorrow on the show to the Eagles-Washington game. So be tuned in 40 minutes for the name. They can win you the tickets to attend the big game happening on Sunday. We'll also get to Jason Kelce, who joins us in studio coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Look, confidence is pretty damn sky high. I guess not quite sky high in the sense that, you know, the Eagles aren't a 14-point favorite. They're not a 2-touchdown favorite. But it is notable here on WIP, at least our show, 3.5 shows into a 5-show process in a week, we haven't gotten one caller that has said the Eagles are going to lose. Literally not one. So we ask you today, with confidence as high as it is, which is pretty damn high, you know, what is it that gives you the most confidence? For me, look, I've kind of got it boiled down to three things. The first is what's been the big three all year. Big three all year has been defense, O-line, and Saquon. Defense, O-line, Saquon. But the next point I'll go to is I marvel at this with the Eagles. They have a unique ability, and Kansas City has this as well, by the way. I want to give them credit. But the Eagles have a unique ability to be mentally tough in close games and pull them out. There's a lot of teams that get a little shaky, get a little nervous. You know, something doesn't go right, six things don't go right, game goes off the rails. Happens all the time in sports. The Eagles can have 13 things go wrong. They can have 30 things go wrong. They keep their head. They keep their cool. They keep their focus. They fight. They almost always win. So that is really admirable. And I think will serve them well in a game that I do expect will be pretty close. And the third thing I'll say is home field advantage is a big one. That's a big one. Home field advantage is almost always big. But when it's in Philadelphia, it's a bigger deal. I expect the link to be freaking rocking on Sunday. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Jason Kelce joins us in about 10 minutes. Mike in Westchester right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, Mike.
What's going on?
Mikey, Mike. Take the floor. Take the floor, my man. What do you got?
Nothing. What were you saying about confidence?
All right, Mike, let me put you on hold for one sec. Let's get Mike. What do you got? Nothing.
Not a good way to start a conversation.
We'll get Mike on hold. Let's get his points ready to go, and then we'll see if we get back to him. Craig in Northeast Philadelphia. Craig, good morning.
How about that one, Craig? I do have something. Right? I mean, I have to top that if not any drill.
I would say so.
So, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I'm really concerned about Quinyon Mitchell's status because defense is going to win this game. And I was thrilled that he'd be limited, but I mean, you guys know more than me about like limited.
Well, Craig, let me see his legs. His legs are good. Craig,
he says he's fine.
His shoulder is the problem. An AC separation is very painful, but it's not going to prevent him from doing what we need him to do most, which is run with Terry McLaurin or run with whomever he's covering.
All right, Craig, I'm going to make you feel even better than what Rhea said and John said. I want you to listen, Craig, to something Quinyon Mitchell said yesterday. This will give you a lot more confidence than you entered the call with. Here's Quinyon Mitchell on his status yesterday.
How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Ready to go this Sunday.
Any limitations or anything?
No, I'm good to go.
What happened on the injury?
Just try to make a tackle. Kind of like felt something in my like shoulder neck area, and then just couldn't come back in.
How confident are you in making a tackle this upcoming game and not getting injured again?
Very comfortable. Yeah. No limitations.
All right, right. No limitations. Lot of good answers in there. Right, Greg? You like that, Craig?
I love that, guys. I appreciate it. That is
Do
awesome.
Not worry Ooh, about good. Quinyon, Craig.
The defense wins championships at this point, and like he is crucial. Like you said, he will shut down McCarn, and
Look,
and
I think
Darius Slay is playing some great football right now too. They're both dialed in.
I agree. Yeah,
and they'll have to be. This is tough, and they're going to be put to the test with the hurry up. They're going to be out there gasping for air at times because they're going to be out there for a lot of plays in a row, and they're it's not easy.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, give me a big time answer, my man. What transcended entertainment?
Does this have to be a song or just like
no?
Anything?
It can be sports. It can be songs. It can be an individual. What do you got?
I got. The transition from black and white to color on the big screen and in homes.
Well, I wouldn't say it transcended entertainment. I would just say it added to the entertainment experience. Right?
Well, I think it transcended, but it's not what we're looking. We're looking for a piece of media of some kind or some sort of actual specific thing. That's a change in media.
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be like saying the television coming along.
Sports isn't media. Jackie Robinson's not media. I don't think media is the right way to frame it.
Well, it's entertainment. The point is...
No, I know, but you use the term media. It's not about media.
Technology is my point. I'm sorry. It's a technological change, not a entertainment thing.
Not a good enough answer. How about that? 215-592-9494. John in Malka Hill. What's going on, John?
Hey, Josh. How you doing? Good morning to you. And you know the Birds are going to win because that defense is unbelievable. That I'm hoping that we just run Saquon the entire time. Run, use that offensive line. Run. Hey, Richie, I just wanted to tell you too. You know what a really good underrated Doors song is? Is Peace Frog. That'd be a good song for James to come into.
Hold on, Peace Frog.
You never heard Peace Frog?
Yeah. I have heard Peace Frog, but it's been since 1994 since I thought of Peace Frog. That's a deep dive on a B-side somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's actually off of Morrison Hotel.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but it's really really good.
I agree.
But yeah, I this is going to be my sixth NFC game appearance.
Well, championship, good for you, man.
Yes, sir. And I think it'll be a great game. And I'm hoping we just contain Jaden Daniels and we go on to New Orleans.
Yeah, I think that's likely, but I don't take it for granted. I mean, this Jaden Daniels guy, Jaws told us about 2 months ago, best rookie quarterback he's ever seen. And based on what I've seen, I tend to think that's accurate. I mean,
yeah, I don't disagree with that.
You know, and I mentioned yesterday, John, sometimes a rookie or a second-year guy is just way ahead of the curve. You know, I mean, Magic and 80, like... He's not supposed to have 42 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists in Game 6.
He had that game.
You know, but he did.
When Kareem went out,
yeah,
right?
Kareem was out.
Yeah, and so, we're like, oh, we got this one.
Yeah, so sometimes someone is just
good.
Ahead of the curve. Look, let me ask a question, because I don't know the answer. Has a rookie quarterback ever played in the Super Bowl?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So
what year was Marino when
there's only four, two. There's only two? Four yeah. that have ever made the NFC or the championship game. I believe, I think it's four or five that have ever, I think he's the fifth to make it to a championship game.
Gotcha. And then Marino would have been in year two in the Super Bowl and Brady was year two. Yeah, that's right. John
Roethlisberger might've made it in year two.
Yeah, year
also.
Two. That's right. John, what transcended entertainment?
One other quick point. I'm glad that they are happy to hear the Eagles song over and over and over again. So
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, yeah, the practice? Yeah.
I absolutely think the Beatles' first appearance on Ed Sullivan.
You know, that's an interesting answer right there. Beatles.
That's a big answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beatles come
it
over
did,
in what,
it
64?
Did change things. Yeah,
yeah.
64.
Ed Sullivan, that's a very, very good answer. 215-592-9494. I mean, to a certain extent, you could say almost like the Ed Sullivan Show and its impact in America. But there are shows you could take it for what it's worth. We'll see where the answers go. I still think Jackie Robinson's going to be tough to beat, but We Are the World's a big answer for something from the entertainment wing of society that transcended just entertainment. Let's talk to Chris. He's calling from Pottstown. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, give me one moment. I just got to switch over from speaker.
You got it, Chris. We'll just hold the fort down.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Hey, so I have a couple things I just want to talk about. One of the big things I want to talk about is Jaden Daniels in general.
I don't watch a lot of Commanders football because, to be honest, I don't want to see Josh Harris's face color or vomit or punch my screen. So the thing with Jaden Daniels, why don't people play him like Vic got played in that Atlanta game?
Well, they might.
Or in the, what'd you say?
They might. They might. But I will tell you this, Chris. There is a flaw in that, and that might be the approach. But the difference is I think Jaden Daniels is much better in the passing game than Vic was.
Much better.
And it's not that Vic didn't have a great arm, but Vic, I mean, there was
Daniels
a few things.
Daniels is accurate.
Correct.
And, yeah, exactly.
Correct. And Vic wanted to run. He was so spectacular at running. He leaned into the run. You know, Jaden Daniels, to me, what I see, is someone who shows the discernment of Russell Wilson, but is more athletic. Russell Wilson in his prime had a unique ability to be able to run, but not be so tempted by it that he wouldn't beat you with the arm. Jaden Daniels can flat beat you with the arm, but then use the legs when he has to. He's very advanced.
Yeah, I just think about speeding up his time clock in his head and really kind of getting that pressure on him and see how he really reacts. Because a lot of stuff I've watched has been people being a lot more passive with him. So if they never challenge it, how do they know it's not going to work?
Well, I'll say this, Chris. I haven't seen every game Washington's played, but I'm sure some defensive coordinators challenged him and got their ass burned this year.
Challenged him. Are you talking with blitzes and the like? When you send extra defenders, he understands exactly where they're coming from, and so he beats that either with his legs or with his arm. He is so on top of all of this. And when Joe says he's advanced, he's precocious. He's ahead of schedule for being just a rookie, but understanding everyone's job, knowing exactly where everyone belongs. It really is advanced.
Yeah, no, he's really good. Chris, give me what transcended entertainment.
Oh, I just actually had one more point I just want to say.
Sure.
So there is one argument I want stopped, and I cannot stand it. It's like nails on chalkboard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people say, oh, well, if we take out that, 78-yard play,
Yeah. Oh,
it's not that big of a deal. Like, the Commanders' defense is that good. They let up the play. It does not matter. It's the play that was part of their game. Like, you could take out, that's just like Micah Parsons when he's like, oh, well, if we just didn't let those three plays up, we would have won the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a bad argument.
I mostly agree with you. I think the exception is when it's the fourth quarter and it's the end of the game and a team's up by a lot and stats can look skewed based on the final 4 minutes of a game. But for the most part, I think you're on point. Chris, give me something that transcended entertainment.
So I'm going to go with, I think it's a big-time answer. I'm going to go with virtual reality because now it's in so ingrained in training of, like, basketball, football, hockey, even the military, and it really started only in entertainment.
But that's technological. I think we're getting mixed up between technological advancements and pieces of entertainment, whether it be sports or movies or music or whatever, that changed the world.
Did virtual entertainment start as entertainment?
It's virtual reality. And
I'm sorry. Did virtual reality start?
I don't know.
As
I think it probably started in, like, I'm sure it's using government. It's using this. It's using that. Like, virtual reality has so many applications.
Yeah. I don't quite know enough.
Like,
there.
There's flight simulators that are virtual reality and all that kind of stuff, you know?
All right, let's go to Steve. And again, Jason Kelce is going to join us shortly. Jason played in, let's see, two NFC Championship games, 17 and 22. So Jason will join us coming up shortly to preview this.
Undefeated.
Undefeated. That's right, undefeated in these games. Steve in Willow Grove. Steve, what's happening?
Yo, good morning, man. Listen, confidence? Are you kidding me? Confidence, we got the best quarterback. We got the best running back. We got the best offensive line. We got the best defensive line. This is a joke.
Well, you got everything accurate except the QB comment, but it's okay.
No, listen, dude. When he shares the MVP with Barkley in the Super Bowl after the Super Bowl win, there's no doubt about it. You know what, Hammer? The only pressure we have here is that you have to match that 5-0 victory from last Friday in record time. When I timed last week's victory, that was your best 5-0 win, okay?
Are you serious?
So the pressure's on you.
Who knows?
Friday.
Come on. Yeah, Steve.
Do you time it every week, Steve?
Sure he does.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go to the files. Go to the archives. I got the numbers.
Steve, I admire. Steve,
this is nonsense.
I admire your dedication, sir. This is next level dedication.
Absolutely. And listen, we're going to another factor. Do you guys realize we have undefeated Devin Haney on the sideline?
4-0.
Okay?
Yep. 4-0.
We got this. Guys, come on. Stop.
And the Eagles haven't lost a game that Jalen has finished in like 3.5 months or something.
Since Tampa, yeah.
Yeah, since early October, I guess.
And we did have AJ and Lane and all those guys back in.
Yes, Steve.
It's the time of our life, okay?
I like it, man. It's like Guy Smiley. This is your life, right here, right now.
No, it's the time of your life. You know where? You know what that's from, Joe?
Yeah, Dirty Dancing.
Were you there last night at the Keswick Theater?
No, they had a Dirty Dancing night?
I can't believe this.
I didn't know that. I mean, where was my invite, man? You put baby in a corner. You put me in a corner.
I figured you'd be up front dancing with everybody.
Why are you baby?
Well, I just was looking for a phraseology there. All right, Steve, give me what transcended entertainment.
Last night, Dirty Dancing. You should see these people.
All right. You got it, Steve.
It's all in.
All right, I need a ruling from Ben Davis. So, Ben, I am very pro Dirty Dancing. John is very anti.
Uh-huh.
Where do you come down on Dirty Dancing?
Phenomenal movie.
Thank you.
Brother. What are you talking about? Phenomenal.
It's not a phenomenal movie.
Did you
movie.
Watch the movie?
Yeah, I sure did.
And you thought it was phenomenal?
I thought it was excellent.
Come on.
Oh, God.
It's fun.
Did you really watch it? Or did you watch it when you were six and that's why you thought it was phenomenal?
No, I was much older than that when it came out, but I thought it was a great movie.
Yes! Oh, yes!
What is there not to like about it, John?
Everything. The whole movie. Every second of it.
Oh, my God.
Plot. Yeah, go away.
The plot.
Cheesy. Like, it's like oozing cheese. Like, it's literally, they should give you some Velveeta with it when you get it.
The whole 80s was cheese. Cheese was everywhere in the 80s. Think John Hughes movies didn't have cheese?
Tons.
I mean, come on.
Much better at the cheese than Dirty Dancing.
You think Top Gun didn't have cheese?
I gotta see a 45-year-old guy dancing with like a 20-year-old girl and be like, oh.
You think The Natural didn't have cheese?
He's so old in that movie.
Ryan Hobbs, it's a home run.
He's supposed to be, what, like 18 or 19? He looks like he's 40.
It doesn't matter.
It's so ridiculous.
That does matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's hard to watch. It's like uncomfortable to watch.
She was 18. John's whole thing is she was too young. She was 18, legal.
And he looks like he's 40, you know? It's really uncomfortable to watch.
Oh, for the love of God.
Where are we going with this?
These guys are
just
brutal.
Saying how I feel when I watch Dirty Dancing.
You know what? Let me say this.
No.
Troubling.
That's my new one, Ben. This is Darius Slay the other day. When I don't like something someone says.
No.
Don't do that. Of course, I can also pull out Ann Iverson here.
Don't go there with me.
Don't be giving me that
compare
nonsense.
Compare his na-na-na-na-na-na-na to your bup-bup-bup-bup-bup. It is
close. Hold on. You hit the one, I hit the other.
Okay, here we go. I go first or same time?
You go first.
Okay, here we go. Here's Darius Slay.
No.
Whoa. Did it? Whoa. Did it fold?
No.
You know what we haven't used in about 3 months? The Flyers' horn.
Why?
It's another lost season, right? I mean, what?
They got a 6-point win streak.
Six-game win streak.
Come on. They make it in the playoffs. You know what the NHL is telling the Flyers?
They're not embarrassing themselves.
Not as bad.
Not even in the same realm the Sixers.
I agree with that. All right, Jason Kelce will join us coming up shortly. By the way, 8:30 today. Ben, I don't know if you've ever met this guy. So we have a caller, whose name is Layton, but his other name is Josh Harris. This is a guy who has a unique ability to
fake
sound
Josh Harris,
fake Josh Harris. This guy sounds like Josh Harris.
Okay.
He brings it. He's funny. He has great creative answers. Mm-hmm. He'll lean into the annoyances of Josh Harris. He is going to interact with Jason Kelce today on the show and field phone calls as Josh Harris before the Eagles get ready to play Josh Harris's Washington Commanders. 8:30 today. And John, you know how good this guy is, man. I mean, he is legit.
No, there's a chance that he is Josh Harris. Like, there's a chance that we are in another dimension and he has somehow transformed into Josh.
I will put it this way, Ben. There will be, because everyone listening right now is hearing us say, okay, this isn't actually Josh Harris. Mm-hmm.
It might be Josh.
There's an outside chance.
He's figured out a way to be Josh.
There will be people, I guarantee you, that will tune in around 8:35. This guy will be on the air for a couple minutes. They won't know that we said it's Layton.
How did they get Josh Harris on the morning show? And what's he saying?
People would be like, I can't believe Josh Harris is saying these things.
But he's like he is as Josh Harris as Josh Harris gets, but deep down inside, he's cooler than Josh Harris. So, it's actually really nice having him around.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Every program director here has gotten phone calls about Joe Conklin. Like, how did you, thinking that the actual person was on the air?
I'm sure.
That's a disgrace what they said. And they're like, it's Joe Conklin.
I'm sure. All right, let's go to the phones. Reminder, 20 minutes from now, you can hear a name. And with that name, tomorrow on our program for the most coveted ticket around, Eagles in Washington, we give away the tickets tomorrow at 8 o'clock. But to win those tickets tomorrow at 8, you got to listen today at 8 to hear a name. And with that name, you can win tickets tomorrow to the Eagles in Washington.
Courtesy of the great people. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, let's get to Andre, calling from Philly. What's going on, Andre? Andre.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How's it going?
Hello,
hi,
sir.
Andre.
All right, so how's it going? How's it going?
Good.
I love the show, guys. Keep it going.
Thank you.
Love talking about the Birds. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Thank you.
So I want to give a lot of love to Howie Roseman. I think we don't give that guy enough credit.
Well, we give him a lot. We give him a lot. But
for GM?
I think he will make it. He probably has to win another Super Bowl to get there. The next couple weeks could be really important for that.
Here, we got it.
But I, if you ask me right now, do I think he will give a speech on the steps of Canton, Ohio as a Hall of Famer? My answer is yes, I do.
I mean, think about the fact there are four guys left from the 2017 team, and two of them are the kicker and the long snapper.
Yeah.
He has won a Super Bowl and then rebuilt a team that has a chance to go to two Super Bowls in 3 years.
Right.
The whole roster rebuilt.
I know.
It's amazing.
Andre, here's what makes it...
These last few drafts.
Absolutely.
Tremendous. Andre, I will tell you, though, what makes it kind of hard. It's not a category that you have an abundance of people make it in.
It's really rare.
I mean, it's so Polian made it, even though he didn't win a title. There are others. I don't remember them all off the top of my head, but it's on the rare side. So,
you look at Joe, all the finalists for the awards that I mentioned earlier, Saquon brought him here, drafted,
no
Cooper DeJean, Quinion, Vic Fangio. It's insane. That's why they're so much better.
Yeah, it's definitely all the heavyweights. It's the Bill Polians, the George Youngs, the Al Davises. Like, those type of people are the people who are in.
Well, and Davis was an owner.
An owner, too. And also, Jack Gil Brandt. Like, people like that are in the Hall.
Yeah, but I think he's going to get there, Andre. But I will, again, I'll say what I said earlier. For Howie Roseman to make the Hall of Fame, I feel pretty damn confident he's got to win more than one Super Bowl, and I think he will, which is great. Which is a great thing. All right, Andre, give me a wonderful answer, my man, for what transcended entertainment.
We'll get it this year.
Yeah, well, great shot. All right, what transcended entertainment?
Okay, so let's go all the way back to 1920.
Okay.
American Professional Football Association, which is now known as the NFL.
Wow, that's an interesting answer right there. All right, so Jim Thorpe in the beginning of the league, which happened in Canton, Ohio, which is why Canton, Ohio has the Hall of Fame. So, and I thought it was 1923. No, he's right, because the pandemic was the 100th anniversary, I believe. I think 2019 was the 100th year. I don't know if they celebrated in the 100th year or the 101st year, but I get it. Pro football, the formation of... It's a big deal in society, no question. All right.
This doesn't seem like it's at all what we were...
Yeah, I think we're like way off of where we were with the side topic.
Well, I like that answer, but it's not at all what I was expecting.
It's not entertainment transcending. Well, like, it wasn't even entertainment at first. It was just a game that people played, and then it became something bigger.
Disagree. Here's why I disagree with both of you guys. Super Bowl Sunday is the highest rated thing in America, and even many non-hardcore sports fans watch that game. And what he's saying is, from something roughly 100 years ago, it became...
Yeah, the biggest thing. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't understand the side. Yeah. This is not what I was thinking of.
It's all right. James, you don't have to get all, bunched up there.
I'm with Richie. We're on the same side here.
Okay. Kelsey, I got to teach these guys sometimes not to take things so serious. Good morning to Jason Kelsey. How are you,
morning,
pal?
Joe. How we doing,
good,
guys?
Bud. How are you?
Good.
Some people are saying you got that UConn Cornelius look going. I saw that the other day.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I mean, I think that's accurate. And you kind of are continuing it right now, but without the head thing.
That's right.
And by the way, it's not an insult. I mean, this guy, was involved in helping save Christmas, man. Rudolph.
I mean, he's the star of the show.
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
Without him, Rudolph and Santa don't get up in the air.
I'd take it as a major compliment.
It is. All right, Jason with us, as he is every Thursday at this time, brought to us by Garage Beer. The garage always open. Light beer like it used to be, and certainly like it still is with garage beer. Find garage beer at your local retailer or at drinkgaragebeer.com. That's drinkgaragebeer.com, official beer of the Kelce brothers and dads everywhere. So, Jason, what a week, man. I mean, you played in one of those snow games, but not with the implications of the last game to get to an NFC Championship game. What'd you make of it, man?
I just love snow games so much. I mean, it just makes it more magical. I think there's something that is just really deep-rooted from when you're a kid and you're out there and you get a snow day off from school, you go out with your buddies, you start playing tackle football because it doesn't hurt. And, you know, there's something that just right away just, like, puts you in that mindset. And it was coming down hard. It's so funny watching video from the first half of that game and then watching video in the second half.
Sure.
The disparity of no snow anywhere, and then all of a sudden it's a full-on blizzard. So it was great. It was playoff football, and obviously Saquon breaking out that big run late was huge.
Yeah, massive. So I'm going to give you the biggest layup question, just because I'm interested in hearing you talk about it from this standpoint. Mm-hmm. You got to be really proud of your buddies, right?
Oh, of course.
I mean, with the way it ended last year, the bounce back this year. I mean, what an achievement and a real shot to win a Super Bowl. And I know you're still so close to so many of them.
For sure. And, you know, I mean, listen, I know the collapse last year was bad, but, you know, we started out, 10-1?
Yep.
And, you know, I thought we had great talent last year, and I definitely knew we had really good talent this year. And the draft picks have panned out. The young guys have really stepped up. The new, you know, the free agents they've signed in the offseason, like Zach Bond, have really panned out for the most part. And, the two coordinators they've hired have done a fantastic job, so it's no shock that they've turned this around this quickly. And, I'm immensely proud of all the guys I played with, everybody in that building, because it's hard, you know, when you lose a lot of games consecutively to maintain that focus and that work ethic and that team-focused attitude.
Yeah.
Because that's really what losing does. It starts to separate teams. It starts to separate people into, like, you know, why are we losing? What's happening? And everybody goes into their own narratives of why it's not their fault. And then it just is like a huge, you know, it's just a dysfunctional mindset.
Is it a prime credit to Sirianni and Hurts as major leaders for holding that together?
I think it absolutely is. I think both of those guys, I think Nick has faced a lot of criticism all off season.
Yeah.
And for him to continue to right the ship and just keep his head down, keep moving forward, keep making the team focused and improving. And I think that it's been a masterful job by him. And, of course, Jalen Hurts to bounce back and get back to the NFC Championship game. And whenever you're the quarterback, you're the head of the offense and in a position of leadership. So, yeah, major testament to both those guys.
Why did it feel like our offense took a step back with the pass protection? When they would get up and do the zone blitzes, we didn't have answers. And now I'm worried about Jurgi. I'm worried about Cam not being walk-throughable yesterday. That is not Cam Jurgens-like. To be unavailable for a walkthrough, he must really be hurt.
Yeah, I to be honest, I do not know the extent of those injuries.
Well, it's his back, which is like, holy cow. You know, like when it's your back and you can't even put your socks on, when you can't even like go to the bathroom right, it is so hard to do anything.
There's no question. I don't want to comment too much on it because I just don't know the
specifics. We have no idea.
But I do know that I think that, first of all, the Rams' defensive front are phenomenal at rushing the passer. They don't have anybody that's really that – like high name profile, like they don't have Aaron Donald anymore, right? Yeah. But they play really well together. They rush well as a unit. They run games well. I thought that we would perform really well against them, and I think that certain things made it look worse than it was, in my opinion. There were some bad plays out there by those guys, but for the most part, I thought the line played well across the board outside of a few snaps.
So it looked worse than it was, so you're less worried about the zone blitzes getting home? Because you feel like it won't happen moving forward as much?
Yeah, I'm not as concerned about it. I think that they got home a couple times. I think the snow and elements have a way to magnify things that I'm not as concerned about, to be honest with you.
All right, Jason in studio with us for about an hour. 215-592-9494. Let's get some calls in here. Obviously, with Jason, we'll preview the Eagles in Washington, the Jaden Daniels thing. I mean, that guy's been incredibly impressive, but the Eagles, let's be real, have been more impressive and are likely to win this game. Let's go to the phones. JP right now in Plymouth Meeting. Good morning, JP.
Hey, Morning, guys. How's it going? Jason, sir, it's always a pleasure. It's an honor.
Hey.
I'm talking to the guys that work here, Jason, and we think that you should dress up in your mummer's gear and leave the team out on Sunday.
Oh, man.
I'm so confident with the defense and the run game. Like, everything is just going our way.
Yeah.
I can't get more excited. The defense is phenomenal. Saquon is just like, he finally has an offensive line. He's the guy that you never wanted to face on your team, but you always wanted him to have on your team.
Yeah. I completely agree. I mean, a lot of people crush the Giants for what's happened with Saquon this year. But, I mean, if you go back and watch the previous seasons with Saquon, he hasn't had these years in New York and wouldn't be this valuable. The big reason he has been this valuable is because he's with a unit that can give him the opportunity to make these incredible plays. So
part of what's a shame, Jason, though, he may not make the Hall of Fame when he could have if he had a real line for 6 years, because his numbers just aren't even close.
Well, this is just proof that he could have been doing this all along.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. This isn't just like a good offensive line. This is a fantastic offensive line.
Yeah.
So it's married with a guy who's an incredible talent that can, I mean, really the big, his vision, but then the ability to score 70 and 80 yard runs. I mean, that's such a, just a dagger to teams. It's a shame that they weren't able to be. And it's not like they didn't try. They drafted high picks. They invested in the line in New York.
Totally.
It just didn't pan out for a number of reasons, whether it's, you know, guys didn't, players didn't pan out, coaches didn't pan out, systems, and then there's reshuffling. And, it sucks that it took it this long for it to be noticed on the NFL scale.
JP, give me an answer for what transcended entertainment.
TikTok.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
TikTok.
You got it, buddy. Well, that's,
you know, it's
what?
A technological thing.
James, it's okay. It's a form of entertainment, and it's become a, you know, it's a international issue. Of course that transcended entertainment.
Yeah.
You disagree?
I think we're talking about different
things. Is it a form of entertainment?
Sure.
Has it transcended just entertainment where now we have countries arguing about it?
Sure.
It's transcended entertainment.
National security threat.
I mean, Ben, this guy here, man. I mean, right, Jason.
Love it's a technological thing. Like, I thought we were talking about an actual piece of it. Like, We Are the World is a song.
Right? James, like, you ready for this? Here's what the question was. What transcended entertainment? That was the question. Ben, why do I have to slow it down for this guy sometimes?
Joe.
The expectation was that it would be entertainment that would be given.
Yeah, we just thought it was a different side topic.
Entertainment transcended entertainment?
Exactly. That was the point of the side.
Technology transcended and changed entertainment.
Exactly. It's a technology. It's a different thing.
I was about to say, TikTok isn't entertainment by itself. It's a platform where people
put entertainment out.
Thank
you, Jason.
All right, John, what'd you have there? You had something you're about to ask, Jason.
Oh, geez. All right, so the Washington hit on this quarterback very clearly.
Yeah.
But they've got certain disadvantages working against them. How bad is it for road games in a row? We know that this team's hot, but four road games in a row, how much does that wear on you this time of year? I know that you've never had four playoff games in a row.
I guess I haven't.
I'm sure that's hard.
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah, playing away games consecutively, especially against really good opponents. You know, these are physical games that they're playing.
Yeah.
These aren't just like, you know, I don't know, middle of the season deals. These are, you know, one and done, where guys are going as hard as they can. So, I mean,
they just beat the Lions. I mean,
they waxed the Lions.
Lingering remnants of pain for the Commanders too.
But also tremendous adrenaline. I mean, they got to be rolling on
it. Yeah, but that's the thing. It has to end sometime. That adrenaline surge, it does run out.
No.
Like, when does that run out?
Well, sometimes when a team wins at all. I mean, sometimes, right?
Hopefully it runs out this week. It'd be great.
Can we make that run out?
The Commanders have, I mean, listen, I have not expected the Commanders team to be at this point all season long. I think that they have a tremendous quarterback who's played really well as a rookie. And their coaches have done a phenomenal job. I think as players, they have good players. I wouldn't say, like, I'll be very candid. I think the Eagles are better at every position. Like, I don't know that there is one position, if you put the two rosters, the depth charts next to each other, that I would take the Washington player over the Eagle player. And that is a very honest assessment. I think that the Eagles are loaded. In Washington, to their credit, they play extremely well as a team. Dan Quinn is a fantastic coach. They scheme things well. Dan has always schemed us well. Even in Dallas, I didn't think that Dallas was particularly that good on defense last year, and they played us really tough in Dallas. So they're well coached. They play as a unit. They make minimal mistakes. They go for it on fourth down and get it a lot, which increases drives and their opportunities. So they do a lot of things really, really well, which is a big reason they're still here. And they just got done beating the best team in the NFC, arguably, over the last two seasons, pretty candidly, in their house. Mm. And, I think, obviously Detroit had some mistakes that magnified that, but, there wasn't a lot of defense played on either side of the ball. But it's going to be a tough game. And, Washington, when your quarterback is playing that well and you're that disciplined as a team, it's really hard to beat teams like that.
You brought up an interesting point I hadn't heard anyone else say. Maybe some people have said it. Maybe they've thought it, but I hadn't heard it. Dan Quinn has coached against the Eagles many, many times in the last couple of years. Twice a year for however many years he was in Dallas.
In Dallas, and then he was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So
he knows this attack, which hasn't varied that much. Some of the personnel has changed, obviously, but the basic structure.
A lot of familiarity.
Yeah,
With familiarity, there's plays. Every time you go into somebody you've played before, you think about the plays that have worked, and let's maybe do this, and this, and then you play him, and then he's got answers for that.
Yeah.
So then the next game, you go in with answers for that, and then it works maybe, and then there's always this back and forth.
How much does the Jalen knee worry you?
I don't know the severity of it. Obviously, a big part of why Jalen. We talked about the Saquon run game. A big reason why that's been so good outside of just the line is Jalen's threat to run. The reads, a lot of the things he does with his feet and his athleticism expand and give numbers to the run game. So it's a big component of our offense. It's a big component of his game. I tend to think it's probably not that severe, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, right. So I saw after the last time we played him, there was something that went down between Nick and Zach.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you know what's going on there? Is that just hey, you guys were dumb to let me go anywhere, just talking trash type thing, or what is that?
I don't know. I don't know. It looked like Zach said something to Nick, then Nick said something to Zach, and they started jawing. It feels like they squashed it in whatever press conference was the next day.
That's what they said.
I never talked to Zach about it. Didn't talk to Nick about it. So I wouldn't.
Not an issue.
Understood.
Yeah. No, I don't know that it's a non-issue. I don't really know anything about it. Mm-hmm. I did see it. And I know both those guys. I know they're both really competitive. Obviously, Zach left the Eagles, but I don't think he left the Eagles on bad terms. He was kind of wanted to leave the Eagles is the way I remember it. Mm. I think he was in a position at that point in his career where, I think he realized he was going to be better suited going someplace else. He wasn't getting paid maybe. I don't know. There were all those parameters, but I don't remember him leaving.
Well, we drafted a tight end.
And here's the other thing I'll say. The Eagles were gearing up for a power brand of football. As powerful as we've seen in a long time.
And he's not the power blocking tight end.
And I mean that as no disrespect to Zach, but it's the weakest element of his game. And it's the strongest element of Dallas Goedert's game. And when you're constantly running,
it's a strong element of his game. I think he's good at everything.
Also, if you remember when we got rid of Ertz, it was when they were losing in 2021. Remember, it was go let him win was part of the thing, too. Remember that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember this being I want to be here. I think there was a multiple reasons why Zach ended up leaving, and I don't think it was a bad terms deal. That's not the way I remember it. That's definitely not the way Zach and I talked about it, when it was happening.
Uh-huh. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Zach. Reminder, coming up in about 2 or 3 minutes here, your chance to hear a name that with that name you can win tickets to the Eagles in Washington tomorrow. So, don't go anywhere right now. Zach, I don't think Ertz. Zach, somebody else in Medford. Hello, Zach, somebody else.
Unfortunately, I'm not Zach Ertz.
Are you a Lego?
What are the odds? That would be amazing.
No. Ertzy, what's up?
Yeah.
I'd appreciate his bank account at least.
Yeah.
You know what you got to do for that bank account, Zach? You got to catch the reception that wins the Eagles a Super Bowl.
There you go.
The only human in human history to have that claim.
And the fourth down catch, too.
And the fourth downer. Anyway, Zach, we like you, too. Hello, buddy.
Yeah, big catch this year, too.
Well, thank you so much. I just wanted to start, Jason. My wife, Lex, and I absolutely love you and can't thank you enough for the monumental part of Philadelphia history you've become.
I appreciate it, Zach. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's awesome to have been afforded the privilege to play here, man.
Absolutely. I had two things I wanted to get to. I really think I understand criticism. I understand we've been critical of Jalen Hurts, but the guy wins games first off, and he's not the only player on the team. Like we've successfully turned one of the best wide receiver duos into a dark horse because we've had Saquon just destroying teams. So there's a good chance that we see A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith rip one apart because they just haven't been utilized. So they're not expecting it now.
That's possible. There's no question that's possible.
I mean, that's kind of the way I'm going into the game is we have so many pieces that have gone underutilized. And at any point in the rest of the season, we can see them come back into the game in a huge way. And I just would encourage people to be more optimistic on that front.
I think that's certainly a good point, Zach. We can do it any which way we choose. We have chosen to be running the ball an awful lot. And I do think that, you know, the fact that this Commanders team, they haven't done a good job of stopping the run. Even in the postseason, I've heard a lot of people talk about, oh, well, they've gotten better. Well, 48 rush attempts for 302 yards in two games this postseason. I expect that we'll get after it. And I, with the run, and what we saw in our game against the Rams was even when they put an extra safety down, it doesn't matter anyway. We can call it and run these runs, and Jalen has the options to put to win that play, to win that game, and we're just going to keep doing what we do, which is
Zach,
obliterate people with smashing them in the face.
Zach, give me what transcendent entertainment. We'll see if it meets the seltzer, you know, threshold.
Yeah, we will.
So just one more quick thing. I had a question for you guys, and then I'll give my answer.
Sure.
Especially for Jason, what's one player that has been not spoken about enough that has really shown up this season?
All right, Zach, we're gonna get that answer. Give me your answer so you can win the prize. What do you got?
I think this united all of us as a front as NFL fans. It's a little dark, but when DeMar Hamlin went down, we all became Bills fans.
It's an interesting answer. DeMar Hamlin, I mean, certainly it led to a lot of donations while he was still out of it. So
he's starting safety for the Bills. Yeah. He's played really well this year. It's unbelievable.
Well, let me give you another one, and then we'll get to Jason's answer, and I got to give a name for these tickets. But I don't know if people saw this with Mark Andrews having dropped that pass.
The donations from the Bills.
Yes.
Mafia.
Bills Mafia. Yeah. Yep.
Bills Mafia.
They're great fans. They're nice. Really are.
And not as a mockery, like really trying to donate.
They did it before. Remember when Andy Dalton, they've done this before.
They're donating to the charity that Mark
kind
Andrews cares
people.
About. That's
like
something.
They really actually are kind people.